This oral history was preserved in 2012 by the Oral History Records Rescue Group with the support of Lottery West. Variations in sound quality were a characteristic of the original analog recordings, so this digitized version may also have variable sound quality.
Tuesday, the 26th of July, 1983. Recorded interview with Mr. and Mrs. E.J. Forbes of 9 Kintail Road, Applecross. Oh, Mrs. Forbes, who were your first ancestors to come here?
Mother and father, wouldn't it?
Not here.
Not here? Oh, to West Australia?
Yes, West Australia.
My mother and father came from the eastern states. I can't tell you how many years ago. I'm nearly 86, so it's years before that. But mother came from England, I think, and previously to Melbourne. And my father came from New Zealand.
Hmm. And where did they settle here?
At Northam.
Did they come in company with any other relatives or with other people?
No. My mother came 12 months back. My father came over here 12 months before my mother. She came over here and was married at Northam. And when I came along, I knew them. I was born at Northam. And I lived there until I shifted down here in 1919.
All right, and what was your maiden name?
Grave.
Grave. And what is your date of birth?
23rd of April. I was born on 1898.
Ooh, marvellous. And when you shifted down here to the within Melville, where did you live?
Previous to here, I came from, before I was married, I lived at Redcliffe. That's only 8 miles out of Perth. Then after we were married, we went away and came here and lived.
And here was here? Mm-hmm. Right in this area here.
This house,
Applecross. Nine Kintail Road, as it is, Applecross. But it was known as Applecross, was it?
Canning Bridge.
Yes.
It was Apple, but it wasn't Applecross until the postal district said it's Applecross.
So it was Canning Bridge at that time.
My deed was of Canning Bridge.
Were they?
Yeah.
It's very close to Canning Bridge.
See, they made the highway, the dividing line between Mount Pleasant and Applecross. The Mount Pleasant estate, when I was here, was right up there where Simpson. Oh, yeah, I'm typing. This is very
hard. Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Forbes, what was life like here at Canning Bridge? When you were young and first married, what was it like?
Oh, there was no one here, and we had a good bus service, that's about all. And we had good deliveries as far as the baker and butcher and grocer. They came from South Perth and Como over here. And everything could be brought every day, better than you now. They delivered it to you. Came in the morning and got your order and went home and brought it either the next day or that afternoon.
Remind me again, what year was that again when you first married?
1935. We built the house in 1934 and went away and come back early in 1935 into it.
Mm. So you had all your groceries delivered,
from
people?
My butcher came every day and the baker came every day, milkman twice a day and in a can. And he'd measure it out, you know. Milk was in the can. Of course, anyone with brains would know that. wouldn't they?
They would.
But they used to have the dipper like, and poured into each other, or Billy, or, and twice a day, night and morning.
Lovely.
Yes, not like today.
And what did you do, you know, for fun type of thing? You were close to the water here? Did you use the water at all?
No, we didn't. No, I don't swim. I can't swim yet. Never will be able to now, of course. But no, we never. We used to have to just go to town or go home to my people. I used to go home once a week to Redcliffe. That's up near Guildford.
Mm-hmm.
And, we got the pictures, and, you know.
Where were the pictures for you? Where were they?
In Perth.
Oh, in Perth. Mm. You were closer to Perth, really, here, yes, weren't you, than Fremantle? Mm. Yes. And the bus had to go all the way, a long way round?
No.
Yes, over the causeway.
Yes, over the causeway, yes. The bus was pretty good, though, about every half hour, wasn't it? And we used to pay sixpence single and ninepence return. So it was cheap enough, you know. It wasn't the buses like they got now. There were the two seats on the side.
And how did you do your ironing and your washing? And
oh, we had electricity.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes, and water. Everything like that. Oh, yes. But they used to have electric lights in the streets, but you couldn't see them for bush. My mother thought it was terrible when I came to live down here.
Redcliffe was much more settled, was it? Redcliffe was much more settled, was it?
Well, it was yes, it was more people. But I'd come from Northern, where I, you know, was reared, went to school, and that, and I knew everybody. And then coming to Redcliffe, we lived there. I don't know how many years. I can't think.
1935.
Yeah, and. And shifted down here, and when someone told me this, they brought Mum down to see it while we were away, went to Sydney for our honeymoon, while we were away, and Mum says, oh, fancy Alma going to live down there, she's going to bury herself alive. There was no home, there was nothing here then. Oh, the hall, I think it was down there, wasn't a hall? But the rack was just a little round.
But they were scattered.
Mm.
Of course, that's 1935. I know the place.
1911 you came, didn't you? First?
12.
Oh.
The year
of Titanic. And did you have any children?
Yes, one son.
Did he go to a school near here?
Yes, he went up here to the school.
What school was that?
Upper Cross School.
It's still here.
It's still here, but well, added on to it. It was just one little room, you know, when he went. And he was born in South Perth.
Well, there was a hospital there.
Yes, Thornbury. And on the tram line those days, it wasn't buses, it was trams.
Street was the street.
Angelo.
There you go.
You don't turn on me?
Just what you think.
He went to school here, then he went to high school.
Kent Street.
Oh, that was Fremantle, was it?
No, Vic Park.
Vic Park. Oh.
Yes. And he left there, of course, for work, trade. And
what is the trade?
Oh, watchmaker, you want to know? Oh, he's a watchmaker, and he's in business for himself now. He has been for many years, and opened a business out of, what's the name of that?
Thornley.
But wasn't very successful there those days, so he packed up and closed it, started somewhere else. But he was very, of course those days I suppose you were fortunate really to get apprenticed. Not like, well these days are worse, aren't they?
Yeah, I think because of the economy, but there are more apprenticeships available.
Yes.